This is Dr. Oliveros dictating in June 13, 2024. The first patient is Samuel Garcia. The last name is G-A-R-C-I-A, and the first name is S-A-M-U-E-L, Samuel.
63.
Taking a case of a 63-year-old Hispanic male that has a history of end-stage renal disease that is associated to diabetes mellitus. The patient has as comorbidities, arterial hypertension, obesity, hyperlipidemia, period. A kidney transplant was done on December the 22nd of 2022 at Tampa General Hospital by Dr. Wang. A complications post-transplant have been none. The patient is immunosuppressed with the administration of Envarsus, 2 milligrams on a daily basis. The Envarsus level is 7.7, which is within therapeutic range. And also, he has the administration of Myfortic, 360 milligrams, 3 times a day. A laboratory workup was done on June the 5th, and we have a serum creatinine that is 1.4, a BUN of 19, an estimated EFR of 55, normal serum electrolytes, normal liver function test. Following number. The patient has essential hypertension. This hypertension has been under control. The patient has decrease his body weight by 2 pounds, and the blood pressure is within normal range. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The total cholesterol is 148, the HDL is 26, and the LDL 88. It seems to me that the patient is following a sedentary life, and he has to increase the HDL by changing the total caloric intake and by increasing his activity and going into a plant-based diet. Following number, the diabetes mellitus that is under control, the hemoglobin A1C is 6.7. Following number, vitamin D deficiency that for reasons that are not clear was not supplemented. The patient is of that vitamin D, and we are recommended cholecalciferol 2,000 international units on a daily basis. Following number, the patient has obstructive sleep apnea that is treated with a CPAP. The patient has still a little bit of the secondary hyperparathyroidism that is fading away after transplant. There is no evidence of hypercalcemia. Following number, osteoarthritis, and following number, gastroesophageal reflux without esophagitis. The patient is in very stable condition. Our goal is for this patient to continue to lose weight, and we are going to go forceful, emphasizing in the plant-based diet and low-sodium diet in order to accomplish what we want to reach. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the lab. In the face-to-face, 20 minutes. In the documentation, 7 minutes.